Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is Ekta, and I have an amazing guest for you once again today. I'm super excited because I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this wonderful, wonderful line. So, you know, without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the co-founder for Amorovisca, which is a beautiful line. And I have with me Margaret de Heinrich de Amorovisca, right? Hi, Margaret.
Perfect. Hello, okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I tried so hard to pronounce your name correctly. It's such an honor to have you here, and I would love to get started by, you know, learning more about, you know, just your background.
Of course. Delighted. So I am American, and as you might detect from my accent, and grew up happily in Florida, Northern Florida, moved up steadily. Don't worry, I'm not gonna tell you my kindergarten teacher and my aspirations at 9 years old and all of that, but I steadily moved up the East Coast and ended up in New York City, where I was working for Time Magazine. And around 27, received a phone call out of the blue. And long story short, that resulted in my becoming a diplomat and moving to Budapest, Hungary, where I didn't even know where that was on a map. I moved to Budapest and was chief of staff to the American ambassador at the embassy to Hungary. So that kind of is how I landed on the other side of the pond. It felt like crossing the moon.
And that must have been so like different. So, you know, what, like, was it like a quick move, or did you have time to adjust, or at least?
You know, it was one of those things. It was I remember getting, it was not a, hello, it was not a straightforward process. It was something I didn't even know existed, an opportunity like this. It was just out of the blue. And when it wasn't as though someone said, okay, this is on offer, would you like it? It's yours. Yeah. I mean, it was, there was quite a bit of a process. You know, I had to get top secret clearance. I remember they came into my office and they, you know, they were asking all my colleagues about various things. I remember they went to my high school. They went to my university. It was really quite extensive. And so it was about a 6 month process. And I remember also, it was so exciting. Once it became clear that I had crossed at least the first couple of hurdles, then I got to start accompanying the ambassador to all these amazing meetings where they were essentially preparing her for this incredible opportunity. And I was just obviously the sidekick that got to go along and just sit in the background and it was so exciting. So I had about 6 months to get used to it.
That's amazing. I mean, that sounds like such a unique opportunity in life, and just the perspective that must have come out of that is, you know, I'm very intrigued, and it must have been great. But I want to ask you some pinpointed questions, because, you know, I want to know everything about the brand. I mean, you know, I've seen the brand everywhere. I've heard great things. When I was an influencer, you know, everyone raves about Amorovisca. So can you tell me about that, you know, just the brand journey a little bit, like what really inspired this line?
Of course. So when I was in Budapest, I was working like crazy. And a great friend essentially said, Margaret, we need to, you know, get you out of the office, and set me up with Stephen. And I remember like it was yesterday, meeting him. I remember what he was wearing. I remember everything about the night, and we just talked and talked and talked and talked, And as we started to get to know each other, he really took it upon himself to bring the city alive for me, because being Hungarian, he was so proud of his heritage. And at the top of his list were these, the curative culture of Budapest. And on that point, he took me to the first thermal bath I'd ever been to.
Oh, and wow. I love those. Those are so nice.
Where have you gone to? Have you been to?
Yeah, in Sicily. Like, so there's an island off of Sicily that I went to, and they have this beautiful, like, they have a beautiful resort. This is like, my listeners are like, this is such a tangent. But I've tried them there. Like, so it's not the same, but.
No, but it's an experience. I mean, you go to the onsens in Japan. It's what's so lovely. And I haven't been, I don't imagine I've been to that area off of Sicily, but yeah. Having, been to a number of these amazing thermal baths around the world, it is part of the culture. And yeah. It is, what goes, the waters, the mineral contents obviously vary greatly, but the how they are integrated into the beauty culture is really fundamental and consistent, I think, because of the elements that grow up around it, the facials, yeah. The body treatments, the education. But I'll get into a little bit of that later. So Stephen took me to the first thermal bath, and I remember walking in. I don't know if your experience was like this, but in Hungary, they're really in these extraordinary buildings that look like beautiful.
It's like Margaret, it's like, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's like I took Latin for 7 years and obviously learned everything we need to know about Romans
for you,
but,
yeah
but that's what it really takes me back to, because this like ancient ritual of these baths houses or these areas where people just really took care of themselves. So it's a beautiful practice.
It is a beautiful practice. And and so in Hungary, you go in and I remember the building, it's the door itself was about 30 feet high, copper, ancient. Wow. You push them open. And the steam immediately envelops you. And obviously there's steam because the waters are being drawn from deep, deep, deep within the earth. Yeah. And they're so hot. And so the steam comes up from the water, and that's as you open the doors, that's the first impression you get. And as you step through the steam, then you start to see the ornate mosaics on the wall. The door is, as I mentioned, around 30 feet high. The ceilings are probably about 60 feet high. They've got open cupolas and it's really impressive. And so we get into the baths, and you mentioned that you are a student of Latin, and as I say, geez Louise, I mean, that is not easy. having four children and having, two and a half of the four going through Latin, I can tell you it makes my head spin. but there is such, it is fundamental to all languages, isn't it? The root, the derivatives. And actually interesting plays a big part of the history of Amorevitsa, which I'll get into in a moment. But we get into the waters, and Stephen starts telling me the history.
Yeah.
How they were discovered 2,000 years ago by the Roman Caesar Marcus Aurelius, who noticed that as he was marching through the country, through Hungary, his soldiers, his wounded soldiers, if they waded into these bubbling springs, their skin would regenerate. It would heal.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's so cool. You're giving me such an awesome history lesson. I love this. And it's so cool, because I think that there's so much power, like, and the place I mentioned to you in Sicily, well, it's off the coast of Sicily, it's Vulcano, the smaller island, and they have this sulfur, like, have you heard of those like places where there's like a sulfur like a pit, and then you go and you sit in that mud, and it's like,
oh, this I go to do you know what, actually I'm embarrassed to tell you, I've been there.
Oh, really?
I've been there. I've been there actually twice, and we're going again this summer. So it's funny, and we've sat in that pit, and we've even had the children, and we literally, because it's not a very glamorous place, as I recall. It's a very interesting place. And we've lit up, there are pictures of us with like the mud all over us and on the face and all of that. And the reason we go there is we're big sailors in our family. And so we always go sailing in that area. Oh, and then from there, we head off typically to the Aeolians, you know, where there's Stromboli and, you know, all of that.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah. Favorite places. And no, it's an amazing place. And as then you're a believer, you know, the power of that and the history. And as Stephen was kind of telling me the stories, and then later you have during the Middle Ages, you have the Knights Templar build hospices on the same site of the Bubbling Springs to treat leprosy among other ailments. Then you have the Ottoman occupation, where the Pashas of Budapest bring the hammam culture, which is still very much part of the fabric of the curative culture in Hungary. And then you have the Habsburgs. And then interestingly, you have the Morawieckis, where Stephen's family is you know, part of one of these older European families where there's a history of you know, industry, philanthropy, political involvement. And they so believed in the curative culture that they bought the oldest source of these thermal waters and worked with Miklos Ybl, who, if you've been to Hungary, know that he essentially is responsible for the cityscape, not only for the beauty, but for the innovation. He was one of the most innovative Hungarian architects, and he built the Rots for the Morawiecka family, Stephen's family. And then they later donated it to the country for their health and well-being. And so Stephen was, so proud of that. And for me, the stories were charming. And I don't know if you've ever seen Stephen, but he is a cutie patootie. And so I was like, you can imagine that with the steam and, you know, his name.
With the history.
Yeah, hello. And the... hubba, hubba. And so anyway, but all of these things were really charming and impressive, but I had always had really, really bad skin. I had been prescribed since the age of 13, you know, everything under the sun to treat, even resulted culminating in a Hail Mary pass of Accutane. And so I experienced a real transformation to my skin with these waters. And so beyond the charming stories, it was really my own experience that got me going back over and over again. And what I found interesting is kind of what we touched upon with the onsens is the curative culture that's built up around these thermal baths, namely the facials and the body treatments. And so as I would return to the baths, you know, a couple of things were very striking. One is that the government, you know, it's subsidized healthcare there. So the government pays for people's healthcare. And the government so believes in the curative power of these waters that they actually write prescriptions for many people to visit them because they feel that the baths are so beneficial that the more certain people with certain ailments visit them, the less time they'll have to spend in the very crowded, expensive hospital facilities.
I love that. I think that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's really, really, like, for me, I wish more doctors here would do things that are more holistic in a way. You know what I mean? I actually hate that word, you know, but
yeah. It's just intuitive, isn't it? And I think there's so much about this that is simply intuitive. And then I started going to getting these facials. And I remember the first time I had a facial in one of these baths, I closed my eyes. And then after they started the facial massage, I thought that they had started a machine. It's really amazing. It's like a workout for your cheekbones. And so that was, you know, absolutely amazing. And then I started to find out what makes the facialist so talented, and it really comes down to education, and as many things do. They have to go through 3 years of training, and the first 2 years are spent learning the science behind the skin, the effects of hormones, seasonality, diet, et cetera. climate.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. All the things you should know about, you know, overall health. I mean, that's, I have so many questions, you know, and I, you've touched on so many interesting areas for me, because first of all, you know, I just want to kind of go back a little bit and reiterate how these practices, I mean, obviously in Hungary, like we're speaking of that specifically, but these are, you know, known practices throughout the world. You know, I know in the Caribbean, like, you know, they're very keen about their waterfalls. And there's one I know on, you know, on Grenada, for example, and it's very similar. It's like a hot, like, it's just a pool of like just steam water and like the waterfall, and they, like the locals say, if you go there, it's the best treatment for any kind of skin problem you have. So this is like, you know, this concept has been passed around in so many cultures and so many places that it just makes you wonder, like, you know, there must be so much untapped scientific, you know, potential and discovery in these areas. You know what I mean? So that's why like when you mentioned the doctors, I was like, that's brilliant, because, you know, in medicine, you know, I often come across a lot of, you know, dermatologists or just medical professionals that are very quick to say skincare isn't what we need. You know, we don't like prescribing skincare. And I'm sitting here like, but you don't know, you know, you don't know the benefits of some of these ingredients because we haven't studied them yet. So I think it's brilliant. Like everything you shared with us, I love it.
Oh, you're so kind. I have to say, I don't want to leave the doctors behind. I know you don't.
Yeah,
either.
No, I don't mean to. I'm not trying to say anything about the dermatologists. Of course, they're experts, but it was just, you know, that's just my observation.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But, you know, it's interesting because the science plays such a role in what we do, because As you may know, minerals, you know, it's accepted wisdom that minerals are fantastic for us. And it's almost more the minerals I'm talking about beyond the actual waters. Minerals are wonderful, but they're large compounds. And in fact, they're too large to be absorbed through the skin. But when you are in the waters, because of the heat and the amount of time your skin is exposed, those minerals can be absorbed and the benefits realized. However, when you get out, you know, the water evaporates and those minerals are left crystallized in their large form on the surface of the skin that, you know, can be dusted off. And so our challenge really was, how do you recreate, if not enhance, a trip to these amazing thermal baths? And it's not as simple as just, you know, putting a jar underneath the tap and filling it up and using a little swizzle stick to mix it with the actives. And so what we did is, luckily through my work as a diplomat, I was able to meet a laboratory of dermatology that is really renowned for its history of innovation in Hungary, and namely its hand in discovering vitamin C and winning a Nobel Prize for that, granted many moons ago, but having this great history and you know, kind of the genesis of Amorvitz in particular happened at a meeting there when I was visiting with the team. I was also very involved with healthcare outreach at the embassy and just having conversations, just kind of, you know, I was in the back, like with all the bad kids, while the ambassador and all the bigwigs were in the front. And I was just talking to some of the younger doctors, just saying, you know, why is it that these waters have had such a tremendous transformation with my skin? And they said a couple things. They said, one, minerals have been used for thousands of years to make the skin more elastic and firmer and to heal damaged skin. Yeah. They referenced the Chinese in particular, who used these minerals to treat severe scarring victims, zinc chief among them. Yeah. And they said, what's interesting, and this is where I'll bring in a little bit of the Latin, is that Budapest itself is a geological curiosity. It's a geological curiosity because the Earth's crust is thinner there than any place in the world. Therefore, the waters rise closer to the surface and the heat penetration thus is greater from the sun. And because of that, Budapest has more thermal water sites than any city in the world and is called the International Spa City. And the guy said, well, you know what spa means. It's Latin and it's an acronym. And I, of course, said, I have no idea. what that means. And he said, please tell me. And he said, it's a Latin phrase, and it is sanitas par aqua.
Yeah.
Or health through water.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. No, that's beautiful. And, you know, I think that's what I really, you know, wanted to touch on is this, these rituals are, they're ancient and there's a lot of merit in them, you know, and as far as the, you know, as far as like the minerals and all that, like we're still discovering, you know, that's really what I was getting at. We're still discovering the science. And I, you know, I'm a firm believer as a scientist. I think that all of the solutions that we're looking for are existent in nature. We just have to look, you know.
You know, one of my favorite stories, I was in Kew Garden. I don't know if you know Kew, but it's a wonderful place here in the UK. It's a remarkable place. They're very much at the forefront of a lot of this wonderful, you know, ecological reform and working with the environment. And they've got 200 scientists on staff. And they were giving us a tour, Stephen and I a tour. One of these things that they shared with us was a bark, a piece of bark. And this is what I've known this story for a long time, but it's one of my favorite stories of innovation. And it's this woman, a Chinese woman, who at a early age was tipped as being gifted. And she had no formal education, but she came from, one of the more rural areas of China, but indeed was a very special intellect, and was tipped to go into research. And she was studying malaria and treatments for malaria.
Oh, the quinone tree then.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And so she, it wasn't until she started studying ancient Chinese remedies that she unlocked the secret, which then allowed her to go on, find the innovation, and win a Nobel Prize for it, and the first woman in China to do so. And I think that encapsulates what I certainly wouldn't pretend to say that anything we do is a patch on her amazing accomplishments, but I think we look to that as innovation and inspiration. And namely, we look to the empirical observations that these waters have done, and then we look to science to innovate and modernize. And to that end, what we've done is we've worked with this Nobel Prize winning lab to develop and patent a process of biofermentation, which, as you know, is the only natural way to achieve cellular transformation.
Yes.
And so we take these minerals from, you know, this very special source, put it through a patented form of biofermentation, which essentially makes the minerals transdermal. So allows them to be to absorb into the skin. And then we wrap them around a unique liposome that serves as a vector, which draws them to the deepest layers. It's taking science, it's taking nature, it's taking harmony, but it's innovating because really trying to push the limits of what's possible, using and looking to history as inspiration and as a phenomenal resource.
Right. No, that is absolutely brilliant. And I'm over here just, you know, you really intrigued me with the science of that. I mean, the interesting part is that I know that when, in research, when the whole idea of like nanoparticles, you know, became this huge thing in the medical community, you know, everyone was talking about things like gold, and they were talking about all this. And I was thinking also, you know, just basically everything you've described, I was wondering, I was like, why are we coming up with ways to deliver like nano level, you know, of these minerals and elements or whatever it is that we want to give to our body in, you know, like using the same technology to do that? So this is really intriguing. I'm really, really like my interest is very piqued about the science. I agree with you. I think that, you know, we can all learn so much from ancient rituals. And, you know, I think, you know, amongst China, you know, there's so many countries and, you know, I could spend days just discussing the history of it with you. I think there's a lot of truth there. So one question I have for the science end is, so, you know, when you were able to create this product and this new technology, but then what about the results, you know, how did you approach that? Were there clinical trials you guys went through
we've done clinical trials, which are wonderful and And, you know, they confirmed what we knew because we obviously try all the products, you know, a gajillion times. Yeah. And so they confirmed, you know, what we knew, but I think it's important, especially when you're making an investment, to look to these clinical trials that do, confirm, what perhaps you've already experienced through a test. I am a huge believer in sampling, because I'm such a believer in our products, and B, because, you know, having been working since I was 15, going to school on scholarship, I know what and always invested in beautiful skincare and perfume and beyond. I, you know what an investment this is. And so you do need to experience it. And if you can't sample, at least look to clinicals to confirm what you've read or what you've heard from friends.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think that there's, you know, for me, you know, there's this whole argument, and it's a little bit of a tangent, but I think it's important to address it, that there's a huge conversation in the industry about, you know, price points and, you know, how expensive skincare is versus not. But, you know, my argument has always been, you know, I'm very similar to you. I've always invested in the things I use. You know, I always, if I like a perfume, I will buy that one perfume and I will save up for it again, because that's what I enjoy.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, there's a huge, I think, disconnect between the consumer understanding of, you know, why certain things can be more expensive, because, you know, the technology speaks for itself. So you're really, that's what you're really investing in. And I'm saying this for all the listeners out there that are, you know, on the fence about, well, should I buy this product? I know it's expensive, but it works great for my skin. Yes, if it works, save for it and buy that. You know, like, don't, you shouldn't hesitate for what works. So,
At the same time, and I do believe we're saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It is, again, just to go back to sampling, I just put in just stress, take a sample. Because this is, you know, it is an investment. It's a big investment. And at least at Amorevita, and I'm sure for so many other brands as well, we don't want you just to like the product. We want you to love it.
Yeah, and so, come back. Yeah.
Come back. Yeah. And so to that end, if you're on the fence, if anyone's listening, don't go out and buy it. Go out and sample it. And and that is, I think, the only way to get the measure of a product, because something can be phenomenal and phenomenal on your friend, but may not work for you. So, and you know, that's just the way it goes. But I do believe in definitely sampling.
Now, one question I have, Margaret, is about the thermal aspect of all of this now from the science perspective, because I know that, you know, we talked about that briefly about how, you know, obviously because of the heat, you know, obviously we know in the heat, our pores open up, you know, our skin is just, I think, I like to say, you know, more receptive, but some say vulnerable, I don't know, but you know, it's more receptive to taking in things. So how did you account for that in, you know, products? Because obviously we're not getting the heat aspect, right? So can you walk us through that?
Oh, it's all about bioavailability.
Okay.
And so it's not even attempting to recreate the heat, so to speak, because you could argue that is the BAS delivery system.
Okay. You know. Yeah.
Nature's delivery system. And so our goal is really to recreate, if not enhance, the mineral benefit of these baths.
Yeah.
And so that's why we take the minerals, we change their effectively cellular composition through this patented form of biofermentation to allow them to be absorbed into the skin. And so that is how we capture the magic, if you will, of these thermal baths.
Wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that, you know, with heat, I'm always, the reason I ask is because there's always this buzz, right? About, is like heat good for your skin? Is it not good for your skin? So that's why I was asking. I was like, you know, I don't know how that's incorporated, but that's very interesting. And I love that. You know, I want to actually move forward a little bit and talk about something a little different in terms of like just your consumer feedback that you've gotten, because, you know, I think brands such as yours, it it really speaks, the results speak for themselves, right? So can you share with me some feedback you've gotten from people who've, you know, they've really enjoyed the products and this changed their skin?
Well, you know, the thing is, I always feel a little bit bad about, you know, it's like someone saying something good about you. Yeah. And you repeating it. Oh, like, did you hear what, you know, Catherine yeah. said about me? I'm really da 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 da. So I feel a little gun shy by repeating, because, you know, it's so self-serving. But I can recount a conversation I had yesterday with a lovely blogger, Champika, who does Beautylicious out of Austin, Texas. And she is someone who is just, she's just a lovely gal. She's from Sri Lanka. She is a mother of a five-year-old, and she has very high engagement just because she has such a clear relationship with her, and there's an element of trust with her community. Yeah. And she was talking, Amorevitsa is, and I don't say this as, you know, she has listed Amorevitsa among, you know, four other beautiful brands as being her favorite. And how she, what she describes is, you know, people send her things and she keeps returning to Amorevitsa because she is 40 years old. She is a beautiful, beautiful woman, but she's starting to have breakouts. God, I feel so bad. Like I'm sharing what her issues are, but, you know, suffice it to say, she feels that Amorevitsa, especially as her skin is starting to age, it's really has improved, if not transformed, the tone and texture of her skin. And that is something that I hear time and time again. And so, you know, it's lovely to hear. It's exciting. It's something that I experience every day as to Stephen, just how wonderful these products are.
Well, I love that. And I'd love that, you know, that's one of the questions I had is like, what is the main targeted concern that
my dear, I've got my five-year-old here, Felix. Do you want to say hello? Hello. Can you say hello? Can you say hello?
Hello.
He's waving.
Hi, Felix. How are you, young man?
Good.
So good. How are you? Okay, sweetie. I'm in a meeting. Money. Yes, okay. I'm in a meeting.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
No, it's someone's birthday party.
Go for it. Go for it. Go make a present. I love you. Okay. I'm so sorry. He wants to make a present.
No, that's awesome. That was a welcomed interruption.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, there'll be others. There are three others. Yeah.
Oh wow. You are a strong woman.
Oh, hardly.
But no, I you know, just going back to the review, thank you for sharing that. I know it can be very, you know, it can be a little awkward sometimes to share people's feedback, but I wanted to know that because, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people ask me, you know, Ekta, what line do you recommend for such and such and such skin concern, right? So I can't do that unless like I know like what consumers are, you know, they're using. And I wanted to ask you that is like, what do you think? Like, what do you see as like some of the most, like, you know, the main skin concerns that a lot of the consumers that believe in Amorevitsa and they buy the products and they're true, you know, they're repeat customers. What are some of those skin concerns that you've noticed?
I think that overall, the experience for Amorevitsa, you know, the through sampling, they know that the products work.
Yeah.
Also, it's a very luxurious experience. The products are beautiful. We work with the same perfume house in the south of France that do all of Hermès and Chanel's fragrances. Everything you smell has a benefit for the skin. They're bespoke for Amorevitsa. They're sophisticated, but they're pure. They're not synthetic. And so I think that the experience is amazing. And also, I think what I do often hear is people come to Amorevitsa because we help heal damaged skin.
Yeah.
And, you know, the damage can be from free radicals. The damage can be hyperpigmentation. The damage can be from sun exposure, inflammation, you know, all of these things, surgery, hormones. But I think that we really do help, you know, help improve, transform damaged skin. And, you know, that was very much the inspiration for my experiences. I had such difficult, sensitive, I had a real doozy. You know, I had dry, you know, acne prone skin, which was highly sensitive. And so, you know, just to kind of unpack that is something that is, you know, there's a lot of nuance involved. And so we have in every one of our products, we have our healing concentrate, which I mentioned is effectively these amazing minerals that are in a very bioavailable form who really help transform damaged, heal damaged skin. And on top of that, you know, we're big believers in vitamin C. Which we prescribe during the day. You know, there's some, you know, your body is programmed because of the circadian rhythm to protect during the day. And we believe in delivering targeted ingredients to do so. In the evening, we're all about vitamin A, retinol. We are big believers in acid, AHA, BHA acids. So, you know, that there are so many elements that can be very targeted to all of these elements, whether it be clarifying your skin, our silver range, or our more mud collection. We've got our gold collection, which is very much about healing damaged mature skin. Our blue diamond range is very much about teaching more mature skin how to behave, you know, as it did when it was younger. So it works on a cellular level. Our acid range as well as, helping to restructure, again, more mature or more damaged skin. So, it's very targeted. And we're also huge believers in making just one change. And, you know, that really came from my own experience growing, you know, I think all of us are such, and, you know, so many of your viewers are very sophisticated, and we've already invested, and it really is an investment in a myriad of beautiful products, because there's so many beautiful products out there, and nobody has the time or treasure to go out and, you know, push all of their beautiful products aside and say, okay, I'm going to invest, you know, hundreds of pounds or dollars or euros or whatever into a whole new range. And so we believe that we have the capability, the sophistication, the know-how to deliver one product for people who have a very specific skincare concern, whether that be hyperpigmentation, whether that be acne, whether that be dull skin, et cetera, where we have just one product that you can introduce into already your sophisticated skincare regime. And that one product will make a fundamental difference to the tone, texture, concern of your skin. So that's another thing that is what we teach at our institute in Budapest, which is really our education facility. It is important for people to know that just one product can make that difference. You don't need
I've been silent, but I'm really like, just, I love that you're saying this, because it's like, you know, people need to understand that, you know, when I asked you about like the minerals and I asked you about that, and it was actually a little a segue question, because I wanted to just share that, you know, just through my own research and reading, like, you know, there is so much we don't know about dermatology, and especially the molecular pathways. And, you know, in the literature, if you look, you know, regardless of what we're talking about here specifically, there is a huge discussion around the mechanistic action of certain things like minerals in the pathways that are, you know, going on in our normal physiology for, you know, our skin and our skin barrier. So there is a huge amount of merit in investing in something that has this potential, because for me, you know, I'm not going to lie, you know, when I think about good skin health or a good product, I think of something that is going to be on the molecular level, because, you know, from a science background, it's, to me, it makes no sense for something to just completely sit on top of your skin. No, you need to be able to provide certain key, you know, things that are involved in certain reactions to deeper layers of the skin. So that's where I'm like, very, very intrigued by what you guys are doing in your technology, because I think that there's so much untapped potential. And if we were just to study some of the mechanisms that are, you know, that use certain minerals in the pathway itself, you know, like it's a ligand for a receptor, or it's, you know, it's helping, it's a coenzyme, you never know. So that's really intriguing to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a little rant. That was my science.
That's so cool. But, listen, love it.
But, you know, I want to, you know, I just want to say that I've loved learning about the history and the vision of this brand. I mean, everyone listening, you know, I'm a huge, you know, believer in not only science, but like really just culture. I think culture plays a huge role in how we treat our skin and just so many things we do for our health. And I love that you guys have combined both science and this amazing ancient ritual, you know, that's been working for years for so many people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, it is a lot of fun, I have to say. And as you've heard, it's a family affair. It is all hands on deck. Yeah. It's all good.
No, it was such an honor listening to your journey, Margaret. And everyone listening out there, you know, I really urge you to check out the brand. I'm going to link everything in the podcast art. If you have any questions for Margaret's team, please leave them in our comments. And yeah, we'll be back next time. Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.